it's Kelly. I think this was the best part of the show today. That's why we call it the Kelly Cast. Brought to you by Aroma Joe's. Find your fuel.
Hey, it's the Blake Show on Coast 93.1. And if there's one thing you take away from the show today, it's Kelly doesn't like Bitterford.
I swear.
Just as plain and simple.
To God. That is not what I said, and that is not how I feel.
Well, Jay was trying to think of a place to go, and Kelly's response was...
He suggests this place in Bitterford!
Ugh!
I knew you were going to do that.
So
I hate you so much right now.
See, here's the thing. We got one complaint.
Yeah, but it was a bad one.
And
it was not nice.
No, because this woman is ridiculous. So if you know Colleen, what's her name? Colleen.
Whoa.
Calling this is ridiculous.
Out of the air, eh?
Yes, well, because she says she won't listen anymore, so we have to say her name so someone can tell her.
Yeah, please tell her.
So look, I'm just going to read you her message. Let me play you what Kelly actually said, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is like Colleen should change her name to Karen.
It's close.
I do love when he sticks up for me. It gets me a little excited.
Well, listen, because I can make fun of Kelly all I want, but then when you go and you say something ridiculous like Colleen did and mean, then no, you don't get to do that. So anyway, this is what actually happened on the air. Colleen. Someone sent Colleen this actual clip, because clearly this is not what she heard.
So we're on a group text. Hey, let's go to somewhere for brunch that has alcohol that's in the area. So he named...
That's in the area. Kelly lives in Wyndham, and they were going to Portland.
To meet you. This is a place that doesn't... First place. He responds, it doesn't serve food. So we're like, no, Jay, we need a
place...
That's
a bar. Nope.
Right, we're looking for a brunch spot that serves food in the area. Second, he names another spot. Doesn't have alcohol. I'm like, no, Jay. The third time, he chimes
in. Was it McDonald's?
No. He suggests this place in Bitterford. I literally text him in caps, and I'm like... Get out of the group text.
Okay, so context is that Bitterford is way out of the way from the plan.
Yeah, we live in Wyndham, so we're going from Wyndham to... So we're thinking Wyndham, Gorham, Westbrook, Portland.
Well, that's Colleen, who thinks she's the mayor of Bitterford and the head of the tourism department there, apparently, says, Blake Show, I've been listening to your show for years now, even before you came. Okay, well, then it wasn't my show then, but whatever. it is part of my daily routine. Unfortunately, I will no longer listen to 93.1 due to a nasty, ignorant comment made by Kelly about the town that I live in, Bitterford. In one of her unconscious rants this morning. Okay, you can't have an unconscious rant.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, very awake.
Well, she'll have to look that word up. She said her husband suggested they go to brunch in Bitterford, and to her, that was a big joke. It was an ignorant, rude thing to say about an entire community. Okay.
That's way
Colleen,
overboard.
When they run out of fries at McDonald's, do you think they hate potatoes?
Yeah.
Like, geez, girl. That was an ignorant, rude thing to say about an entire community. Has she been to any of the great local restaurants, bars, or stores in the downtown area? I guess not, because she's too good for us now that she lives in Wyndham. Now, here's what's ridiculous about that.
Knew. I'm not saying anything, but...
Like, I'm sorry, and listen.
You don't want to offend another town?
No, I'm not offending my own town, but look.
I'll offend Wyndham. Okay? Now, look, if it was Todd, who lives in fancy frou-frou Cape Elizabeth...
Ooh, that's it.
Okay, if Todd was like, I'm not going to Bitterford, I live in Cape Elizabeth, you know?
I'd go to Bitterford. I go to Bitterford, actually.
Because there's some great restaurants in... I've done advertisements for restaurants in Bitterford. I have friends who live in Saco and Bitterford, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and then it says, she needs to learn how to filter. Oh, but my point was that you can't live in Wyndham and be snobby about Bitterford.
Exactly.
These are two great communities.
They're just
neither
normal
of which
towns.
Are the fancy frou-frou towns of Maine, you know?
Absolutely not.
So anyway, she then says, Colleen continues to write because ignorance wasn't enough.
Yeah, she's mad at me.
She needs to learn, she needs to learn how to filter and be more PC with her opinions. Okay, you want filters and PC? Listen to HOM and be boring, you know?
Yeah.
We talk about real stuff, and the reason that people love Kelly is because she's not filtered, and she says what people think.
Oh.
So, Colleen, stuff it. Go back to Bitterford where you belong.
He suggests this place in Bitterford.
Ew. Okay.
I love Bitterford. I just didn't want to wait 40 minutes for a mimosa.
By the way, I just want to just point out how sensitive Kelly is that she messaged me, oh my God, Bitterford hates me.
Well,
what do you mean Bitterford hates you? And I said, because of that little comment about you're not going to go to Bitterford because it's out of the way, like, does someone misunderstand that? Yes. Oh, I've gotten tons of messages. It was one email from Colleen.
Okay, but that was a mean email. I don't like complaint emails. I'm still working on getting a thick skin, having it not affect me. But, you know, I don't want to make anyone angry. But in this case, I really didn't say that. So that's why
right.
I was like, okay, I'm going to back
myself
up. Well,
that's Colleen is being ridiculous. So.
Yeah.
So if you know Colleen McGuigan, tell her that she misunderstood and that we love Biddeford and we'd be happy to take all her restaurant recommendations. I know number one is Pacifico.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually, that's the place that Jay was suggesting.
Right, and I would absolutely drive out of the way to go there because I've heard it's amazing and I've been dying to go and I just haven't gotten a chance to go yet.
It does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
hopefully I'm allowed to go there.
Yeah, there's going to be a sign.
Get my face. Yeah. Don't let her in.
You know what Colleen's doing? She's going around and stapling, you know, she has nothing else to do. So she's going around stapling Kelly's face to the phone poles of Biddeford. All right, Colleen. Back down. If you know Colleen, tell her that she misunderstood and we love her and we'd love to have her back. But if not, if she doesn't like people, if she wants a PC thing, then she can listen to, I don't know, NPR or something.
Yeah. That ain't me.
No.
And I'll no.
No. And if it were, you wouldn't work here. It'd be boring.